So today we're going to do Daf Beis Amud Beis. We left off on Daf Beis Amud Aleph at the very bottom line of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And we were in the middle of discussing what it means. And the Mishnah says there was no machlokes in the Mishnah about the earliest time to read Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. When the earliest time is. What was the earliest time to read Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis in the Mishnah? Seisach Chavim. Except the Mishnah didn't say Seisach Chavim. Instead it said, when Kohanim eat Truma. When's that? Oh, that happens to be Seisach Chavim. How do I know? Because there's a pasuk that says, Uva Hashem Ishvetaher. And we're assuming that that pasuk means, it says Uva Hashem Ishvetaher, and then Kohanim can eat Truma. The pasuk is Uva Hashem Ishvetaher, and then Va'achar Yochum Erakachim Kilach Mahu. Then you could go and eat Truma. So what is Uva Hashem Ishvetaher? So the Gemara is assuming Uva Hashem Ishvetaher means the sun sets. Vitaher means then you say goodbye to the day is over. Good, now you can go and you can eat Truma. So asks the Gemara, are we sure that we're translating that pasuk right? Umimai, bottom line, umimai dahai uva shemesh, bias shemesh. How do we know that uva shemesh means the sun sets? Vahai v'taher, tar yoma. And taher means that the day ends. Dilma, maybe there's another way to translate it. Because remember, what was the other option? What was the other possibility, logical possibility, of when Kohanim should be allowed to eat truma? After their carbon, which is only the next day. So maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. Dilma, bias orohu. Maybe, you know what the words of Hashemesh mean? Not when the sun sets, but when the sun rises, when the light comes up. Umay v'taher, and then you know what v'taher would mean? Tar gavra, when the guy goes out of his way to bring his carbon. When he does his job and he brings his carbon, then he's allowed to eat truma. Maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. How do you know the pasuk is telling us that a kohen is allowed to eat truma at Tzeisok Chavim? Maybe it's telling us that a kohen is allowed to eat truma only the next day. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila. Rabba Bar Rav Shila says, I could prove it to you from the pasuk itself that it clearly is talking about Tzeisok Chavim and not the next morning. Because Im Kain, if we're talking about the next morning and telling you when he brings his carbon, he could then eat truma, lemakra v'yitar. It should have said he should be mitahir himself by bringing a carbon. If the pasuk is talking about something the guy has to do, an action that he has to take, then it should have said v'yitar, my v'tahir. V'tahir implies something that happens on its own. So what does v'tahir mean? Tahir Yoma, that Uva Shemesh, when the sun sets, Tahir Yoma, on its own, the day ends. So that's it, it happens on its own. So it's from the wording of the pasuk itself that we can see that it must be Tzeisok Chavim, must not be the next day. And if you want to know why we use such a strange phrase to describe the end of the day, Kedamri Inchi, people use that term all the time. I'arev Shimsha Va'ad Kiyoma. People say, oh, the sun set and now the day is clean, meaning we're cleaned up from that day. That day is over. So the pasuk is just using that, a very similar expression. Uva, Shemesh, the sun set, v'taher. Taher is the lashon of tar, of purity, of being over, of being totally cleaned out, that the day is finally finished. So that's that's how we know what the pasuk is referring to. So main point number one, we know that the pasuk Uva, Shemesh, v'taher is referring to Tzeisok Kochavim, from the fact that it doesn't say v'yitar. That's how we know it's referring to Tzeisok Chavim and not when they bring carbon the next morning. Someone should probably go to the office and tell them. But that's a little bit annoying. Right? It's doing it in every classroom in the building probably, right? Yeah, so, okay, whatever. The stomach, someone will wake up. Okay, so says the Gemara, B'ma'a Rava, in Eretz Yisrael, Hadar Rabba Rav Shila Lo Shmilehu. They didn't know this statement of Rabbi Rav Shila. They never heard this tradition, the Yitar, the Taher. They never thought of that chilik to be able to prove what this pasuk means. Where's my Rava? Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't know that how to make this diuk, and therefore Ubala Mibayi. They approached this pasuk as an open question. Hayuva Shemesh Bias Shimshahu Umay V'Taher Tar Yoma. Does the pasuk mean to say when the sun sets and the day is over, that's when the kohen's allowed to eat truma? Oh, Dilmor, maybe an equally plausible explanation. Bias orahu, my vitar tar gabra. Maybe it means when the sun rises and vitar means you bring your carbon and then you're allowed to eat truma. Only then you're allowed to eat truma. Maybe that's what it means. So they didn't have any proof. V'yitar, they had no way of proving. They just raised it as an open question. V'hador pashtulami braisa. And the way they resolved it was not by looking at the pasuk itself, but by looking at how the Tanoim understood it. And they found a Brisa that said explicitly, and it's a Brisa we'll see later, Midiktani Bebrisa. The Brisa is going to say a little later in the Talmud, Simen Ledavar Seis HaKochavim. That if you want to know, an easy way to remember, when Kohanim can eat Truma, there's a more popular phrase to be used to describe that same time, Seis HaKochavim. So Shmamina B'Yashim Shohu Ma'Vitar Tari Yama. So we see clearly, Yuvah Hashem Shvitar must be referring to nighttime when the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, not the next morning. Based on the tradition, meaning you have a pasuk that's vague and you don't know what it means. Either you could look at the pasuk and see how to translate the pasuk, or in the absence of any proof from the pasuk, you look at tradition. So we have Tanaim that had a tradition that this is what it means. So we go with that tradition. Good, two dots. Now, what the Gemara is going to do right now is going to... We had only one opinion in the Mishnah about the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. How many opinions about the latest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Three. So it looked like there's no machlokas about the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. The whole rest of the Amud is different opinions about the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. We're going to have six different formulations of the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. Now, I say formulations and not opinions necessarily, because some of these different formulations might be the same time. Like if you say when a poor man eats and when a rich man eats, I don't know, maybe poor man and rich man eat at the same time. So some of these different ways of formulating the earliest time might be the same, and the Gemara is going to hash it all out. It's going to try to figure it all out and sort of cut through all of it, but there are going to be six formulations, five shitos, six formulations about when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema is. Amar Mar, we said in our Mishnah, Mishah Shekhanim Nechasen Lechel B'Trumasan, from the time that Kohanim could eat their Truma, that's the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. Ask Marum Minu, I'll ask you Stira, Meimasai Karna Shema Ba'arvin. We have a Brisa that asks the same question, when can you read Kriya Shema at night? Mishah Ani Nechnas Lechel Pito B'Melach, starting at the time that a poor man eats his bread with his salt. And when's the latest time? Ad shah sha'omid lipat mitoch sudaso. The latest time is when the ani finishes his meal. So the window of time in which you can say Kriya Shema according to the Braisa is during the ani's meal, and that's it. Tosos raises the question, so when's an ani supposed to say Kriya Shema? Okay, it's a good kasha, right? So especially since there's a halacha that an ani, that a person is not allowed to start a meal once the man Kriya Shema comes and you haven't said Kriya Shema yet. So if he's supposed to say Kriya Shema, then when he's supposed to have his meal, it's you know, he's sort of stuck. Okay, Akasha. But anyway, so you see that's the window. So don't you see it's a different earliest time? It's not Seisuk Chavim. It's when an Ani eats. Well, when does an Ani eat? So Rashi tells us, when does an Ani eat? Is it later than Seis? Earlier than Seis? Rashi tells us that an Ani has a problem. Ani kol leilosav. Wrong Rashi. Where's the Rashi? What? Where is it? Third short line. Misha ani she'ein lo ner lahadik besudaso. An ani doesn't have candles because he can't afford candles for his meal. So when's he likely to eat if he wants to be able to see his food? Earlier, before it gets dark, because he wants to be able to see his food. So it sounds from Rashi that an ani would eat earlier. We're going to see later on this amud that in fact an ani eats later. That in fact it's later than say sokachav that an ani eats. But bottom line is we have a question. This is against our Mishnah. And so says the Gemara, it happens to be Seifa Vadei Pligamas Nisan. The second half of this Brisa for sure argues on the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah, our Mishnah, had three opinions for the latest time. And they were 4 hours, Chatzos, all night long. This Brisa says, what's the latest time? Well, the Ani finishes his Suda. He's not eating for 4 hours. So he's finishing his Suda way earlier. So that's definitely against our Mishnah. Rashi points out, but this Bryce is going to have to explain the word b'shachlecha. How is that? How is when an ani finishes a suda, a time person goes to sleep? So Rashi points out that this Bryce would understand it's not when people are going to sleep, it's when grandma goes to sleep. It's the earliest bedtime that people would have. It's the earliest possible bedtime. When people start going to sleep, that's the end of the Zman Kriya Shema. So that's the window of time that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. So says Gemara, but Reisha Milema Pligamas Nisan. Are we sure that the Reisha disagrees with the Mishnah? Meaning, do we know that these are two different things when an Ani eats and when Kohanim eat Truma? Says Gemara, lo, Ani v'Kohen Chachiruhu. They're not in disagreement. It's the same thing. A Kohen eats Truma at Seisuk Chavim, and that's when an Ani happens to eat on a typical night. Ask Gemara, Ura Minu, I'll ask you a Stira. When can you start reading Kriya Shema at night? So now we're going to have our third formulation of some answer. We already had two. Kohanim, and ani. Now we have a third formulation. It's good to number them. Mishah shebnei adam nichnasin lechol pitan ba'arvei shabbosos divra meir. Rameir says it's when people eat their bread on arvei shabbosos. Who eats bread on Erev Shabbos? What's he talking about? It's not Erev Shabbos. Arvei shabbosos means?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos, Friday night. When do people eat Friday night? I would think it's roughly the same time people eat every other night. So no, Rashi explains they eat a little earlier on Friday night, because what might happen tonight, you can come home from yeshiva and you're going to hope that your mom cooked dinner, but she might say, I just need another 5 minutes, I had a really busy day, I need to put this in the oven, put that, cook that, quickly somehow whip things together. If you come home on Friday night and she's doing that, then you better find a different house to eat in, because she should not be cooking on Friday night. Everything's got to be already prepared. So on Friday night, the meal gets started earlier. We think of Friday night, the meal getting started later with Shalom Aleichem, Eish Eschayil, all that stuff. No, but it gets started, you know, the Chavetz Chaim held that you're not allowed to say Eish Eschayil and Shalom Aleichem if you have guests, especially poor guests, because you're not allowed to delay. They're waiting for food. So you're not supposed to, you've got to start right away. But anyway, so that's Reb Meir Shita, that it's when people eat on Friday night. And the Chum say it's when Kohanim can eat their Truma. And those are apparently two different opinions. When people eat on Friday night and when Kohanim eat their Truma. Simon Ladavar Tseisok Chavim. When do Kohanim eat their Truma? Tseisok Chavim. And even though we don't have a proof to this, there's a zecher ledavar. That's an important concept. That sometimes we can't prove something from a pasuk, but the psukim indicate that way, that at Tseis HaKochavim is the end of the day. That by Tseis HaKochavim, you're already on to nighttime. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Va'anachnu osim b'malacha, that we were doing malacha from when? Morning till night. From Alos HaShachar until Tseis HaKochavim. V'omer, and the other pasuk says, V'ayelanu halayla mishmar v'hayom malacha. That when did we do our work? Hayom. All day we did our work. So you see that if we're saying that we do work all day, and we have a pasuk that tells us that they did work from Alos HaShachar and Tseis HaKochavim, put two and two together, the day is from Alos HaShachar until Tseis HaKochavim. Says Gemara, Mai Va'omer, why do I even need the second pasuk? I mean, you told me that they're working from Alos HaShachar until Tseis HaKochavim, so obviously Tseis HaKochavim is already nighttime. That's why they stopped working. So obviously that's when the day ends. No, I needed the second pasuk, because you might have looked at that first pasuk and said, oh, that's someone bragging about all the overtime he puts in. You know, really the day's work ends, you know, like an hour before Tseis HaKochavim. But the pasuk is just describing, oh, we work so hard, we work till 2 in the morning, we work till Tseis HaKochavim. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's when night starts. That maybe really it's nighttime at earlier time than Tseis HaKochavim at Harav Shemesh, but at sunset. But they were such hard workers. They worked already from Alos HaShachar so early in the morning, and they worked so late into the night till Tseis HaKochavim. That's why Tashma, I need a second pasuk, V'hayilanu alayla mishmar v'yom malacha, to tell us, no, they worked all day and none of the night. So they worked till Tseis HaKochavim. That means the night first begins at Tseis HaKochavim. That is largely irrelevant. The relevant part of this brisa that we're going to look for is that we had a machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chum about the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. What did Rav Meir say is the earliest time? What did Rav Meir say? When people eat on Friday nights. And the Chum said, when Kohanim eat Truma. They must be arguing with each other, otherwise we wouldn't quote two different opinions. Those two must be arguing with each other. Now, if we're going to assume that an Ani eats on a regular night, the same time most of us eat on a Friday night, well then, when an Ani eats on a regular night, it cannot be the same time as Tseis HaKochavim, as Kohanim eating their Truma. Right? Because regular people on a Friday night is definitely not the same as Kohanim eating Truma. That's Rav Meir against the Chachamim. It's two opinions. If you're going to make the assumption, it's an if, but if you're going to make the assumption that an Ani eats on a regular night the same time the rest of us eat on a Friday night, well then when an Ani eats on a regular night, it cannot be the same time as Tseis HaKochavim, as when Kohanim eat their Truma. So Kasalka Daitach, we initially make this erroneous assumption, will turn out to be erroneous. Da Ani Ubedei Adam Chad Shiruhu, that an Ani eats on a regular night the same time regular people eat on a Friday night. V'i amrit ani v'kohen chad shi'uruhu, But wait a second. If an ani eating on a regular diet is the same time as a kohen eating their truma, and it's all the same, chachamim hayin Rav Meir. Then the chachamim and Rav Meir aren't arguing on each other, but they're presented as arguing. So that doesn't make any sense. El shmamina, ani shira l'chud v'kohen shira l'chud. So it must be that an ani eating on a regular night is a different zman than our Mishnah records of kohanim eating their truma. Says Gemara, not necessarily. Something's got to give, but it doesn't have to be that. Lo, ani v'kohen chad shiruhu. Maybe an ani eating on a regular night is the same time that a kohen eats his truma. V'ani u'bnei adam lav chad shiruhu. You know what's not the same? An ani on a regular night and people on Friday night. So we know they all three can't be the same, but as long as the ani is not the same as one of them, we're okay. So that's the that's how we resolve the issue. Asks the Gemara, "Va'ani v'kohen chad shiruhu? Is it really true that an ani and a kohen is the same time that it's chad shiruhu? Ura minuel is, you know, before we even do that, main point number two. When we say that you can read from the time an ani sits to eat, the Gemara concludes that's different than the time a kohen can eat truma. The Gemara is going to conclude that it's different than the time of the kohen can eat truma, and it's later. It's later than when the kohen eats truma. We haven't gotten to that part yet, but the Gemara is going to come to that conclusion. We haven't gotten to either of those parts yet. At this point, the Gemara still thinks it's the same, right? That ani and kohen are the same. But we'll see. So ask the Gemara, "V'ani v'kohen chad shiruhu, is an ani and a kohen really the same?" Uriminu, I'll ask you a stira. We have a brisa that presents five different opinions about when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema is. And if you look at the brisa says as follows. When's the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Barvis? Shita number one. Misha Shekide Shayom Barve Shabbosos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, when is it? When Shabbos starts. When does Shabbos start? Say Sechavim earlier or later? When do you start Shabbos? Say so, chavim earlier or later? Earlier. You always start earlier. Why? When do you start? Shkia. Because Shkia already starts Bein Hashmashos. And that's Safik Yom, Safik Laila. You don't want to take a chance. So we start Shabbos then, right? So says Rabbi Eliezer, way earlier in Say so, chavim. You do it at Shkia, at Bein Hashmashos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, I'm assuming Shkia means Bein Hashmashos. That's what we normally assume. But it's a big discussion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Misha Shekohanim Mituharim Lechol Bitrumasa, from the time that Kohanim can eat their truma. Well, that's not a new opinion, that we've seen already. Rabbi Meir Omer, Misha Shekohanim Tovim Lechol Bitrumasa, when Kohanim go to the mikvah to eat their truma, when's that? They go to the mikvah Mivod Yom. Asks Rabbi Yehuda, what? You could say Kriyash Mashal Arvis when the Kohanim are going to the mikvah? Omer Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Valo Kohanim Mivod Yomim Tovim. Kohanim go to the mikveh during the daytime, and they have to. They can't go to the mikveh at night. They go to the mikveh during the daytime because they need Harav Shemesh. They need to wait for Harav Shemesh in order to their tefillah yom until Harav Shemesh. So it's got to be during the daytime. That's crazy. So the Gemara is going to, after the two doubts, we're probably not going to do it today, but the Gemara is going to ask, how does Rav Meir respond to that? It's a major problem. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Shita number four in the Braisa, Misha Sha'ani Nichnas Lechol Pita B'melech. Well, we've seen that one already as well. When an ani eats his bread and salt on a typical night. Shita number five in the Braisa, one we haven't seen yet. Rav Achai v'amrila Rabbi Acha Omer, Misha Sherov b'nei Adam nechmas on the Hasev. When most people eat. Now it doesn't say whether it's a weeknight or not. Rashi says they're both possibilities. We don't know what he means exactly. Just by the way, Rav Achai, and it says v'amrila Rav Acha. What's the difference between Rav Achai and Rav Acha? Other than that's probably referring to two different people. Rav Acha is an Amora. Rav Achai, so you always think Tana, because if I say it's not an Amora and it's in the Gemara, it's got to be a Tana. It's not a Tana, a Gon. Rav Achai Gon. There are many passages from Gaonim in the Gemara. So Tosus raises the possibility, not here, but Tosus raises the possibility that Rav Achai, when he appears in the Gemara, might be a reference to Rav Achai Gon, or it might be an Amora named Rav Achai, who happened to have the same name as the Gon. Okay. But why do we quote all these five opinions? Because we wanted to suggest that when an ani eats his bread, it's the same exact time as when a kohen eats his truma. But here we had a brisa that had five supposedly different opinions that all argue on each other. And two of those opinions were an ani eating his bread, and a kohen eating truma. So they can't be the same. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua. If an ani and a kohen are the same thing, then Rabbi Chanina is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. It's not a five-way machlokas anymore. So we have to say that an ani is one time and a kohen is another time. So they're different times. Okay, they're different, but heminayim u'uchar, which is later? Is tseisa kuchavim later than when an ani eats his meal, or is tseisa kuchavim earlier? Now, earlier in the Amud, Rashi told us that when does an ani eat his meal?
Early
than tseisa kuchavim, when it's still a little bit light because he can't afford the candles. Now the Gemara says, once we've seen this brisa, where we pretty much filled in every single earlier slot before tseisa kuchavim with somebody sita. Right, we have Ben Hashmashos, we have all these different, we have Mibod Yom, we have all these different shitos filled in when people sit down to eat. So there's nothing open anymore. There are no earlier slots open to say that that's the slot of the Ani. So the Gemara says, yeah, Heminai Mu'uchar Mistavr Da Ani Mu'uchar. Probably the Ani eating is the later time. At this point, we have to conclude. Diyamar Da Ani Muktam, because if the Ani were an earlier time, Rabbi Chanina Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Then Rabbi Chanina would be saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that said that it's when Shabbos starts. Rabbi Chanina would be the earlier time, would be Rabbi Eliezer. Allah Shmamina Dani Mucha Shmamina. So it must be that the Ani is the later time. The Gemara is also going to raise the question, in addition to dealing with how Rameir is going to respond to Rabbi Yehuda's challenge, the Gemara is going to have to raise the question that there seem to be multiple reports of what Rabbi Meir said, right? Because Rabbi Meir had said that when do we start saying Kriyat Shema? At one point he said, when people eat on Friday nights. And then at another point he said, when Kohanim go to the mikvah. Well, people eat on Friday nights after Shabbos starts. Kohanim go to the mikvah during the daytime. That doesn't shtim. That doesn't work. We also have a stira in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in the Brisa versus Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. So we're going to have to deal with those. That's going to be next time we'll deal with those. But first, another main point over here. Last main point. Five shitos in the Brisa when you can start Kriyat Shema. Earliest time to say Kriyat Shema. Five shitos in the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer when Shabbos starts. Rabbi Yeshua when Kohanim eat Truma. Rabbi Meir when Kohanim go to the mikvah, Rabbi Chanina when poor man eats, and Rav Acha or Achai when people eat.